Everyone seemed to know Shoin, many by her first name. Dozens of voices called out to her when they arrived in front of the bunker. Several of the people wearing the bright orange pea suits, engineers it turned out, dropped what they were doing and rushed over to her, blurting out progress reports and enthusiasm. It didn't seem to Felix that they felt the need to inform her so much as they seemed to need someone to share their excitement. Shoin was eager to do that, recognizing each and every one of them on sight, and, more importantly, understanding the significance of each breathless announcement. She tried at first to keep him up with it all. He was introduced to far too many strangers in the first several seconds. He had little hope of recalling even a third of their names, and no hope whatsoever of understanding their individual functions. After a few moments, he gave up, turning away from Shoin and company, and simply staring at the bewildering chaos of construction. Shoin barely noticed his absence, becoming caught up in the momentum almost at once. Within seconds, Felix noted absently. No trace of her earlier uncertainty remained. But he paid little attention to her group. The sheer spectacle of the rising fort enthralled him. There were at least three other wall builders that he could see from where he stood, all in use. The corners of the walls had already been erected in place, and atop them, more orange suits swarmed about, installing what Felix recognized as blazer cannon. Another team of engineers were working on the walls themselves. Half of them worked their way along the top of the wall behind the machine, carving an indented walkway. The other half worked along the bottom of the walls, running power leads for the cannon, and what appeared to be a huge command platform, erected entirely of plastiform just behind the midpoint of the main wall. The platform had room for 50 people, bulky warrior suits and all, with three separate stairways to get them up there, and a broad, thick, open-air roof to shelter them. Another platform, this one only a meter tall, had been built in the center of the compound. It was circular, perhaps 5 meters in diameter, and bisected in the middle by a small wall of its own. Two separate transit cones shimmered faintly on either side of the wall, from which figures were being constantly dropped and retrieved, respectively. Also in the compound proper were several plastiform cubes, geometrically aligned, in which were placed a wide variety of equipment. Felix recognized a great deal of it. The Kangren cells, the emergency all-size pea suits, the extra blaze rifles, the spare parts for the cannon, some tools. But that left a vast array of paraphernalia Felix had never seen before. He couldn't even guess their purposes. Felix glanced at the dial of his drop timer glowing faintly beneath his hollows. He was surprised to see he was less than 2 hours into the drop, less than 2 hours since he and the other members of the forward group had touched down at dawn. During that time, he had managed to find the dorm, chart much of the maze of dunes protecting it, scout for, find, and fight an ant, and return with Shoin at his side. A busy enough morning, to be sure. But nothing, he thought, next to this. He watched as the engineers connected a cannon-bearing corner from each side with simultaneous arrivals of twin wallmakers. Amazing. Less than 2 hours ago, there had been nothing here at all, and now a walled fort was all but finished, would be finished, in fact, in moments before his very eyes. All told, there were at least 1,000 figures present, and except for the group of some 200 warriors formed up to one side, all were busily working engineers. They were like parts of a single, elaborate machine, he thought, gazing at the teeming orange multitudes. Or ants, he muttered. Building a hive.